Outside the box, being supremely weird. Today's topic is co-presidents. Do you fear Donald Trump being elected president? Or maybe you're worried about Hillary Clinton returning to the White House, this time with Bill as the first gent. Or perhaps both of them scare you. Then maybe you're ready for co-presidents, rather than just having one. Running the U.S., the so-called leader of the free world, is a complex task. It's probably too much for one person to do, at least on their own. And in this season of presidential candidates that so many find unacceptable, maybe it's time to initiate a new governing system. Co-presidents. How about five co-presidents? If we went with the ballot candidates plus one, our five would be Jill Stein, Gary Johnson, Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump, and Bernie Sanders, or maybe Ted Cruz. With an increasing population of African Americans and Latins, there should be at least one, but maybe two out of five, as people of color, and or maybe a majority of women. The Supreme Court usually makes decisions with nine people. Maybe we could expand the presidency to nine instead of just five. That would allow for greater diversity and differences of opinion. We could choose some or all co-presidents by sortition, meaning by lot, to increase the diversity of the group and not have it filled only by career politicians. A mix of politicians and non-politicians would offer fresh views and voices that we rarely get in government now. With multiple presidents, we could have one that was especially knowledgeable about the economy, or the environment, or justice issues, or international affairs, or something else. True, we have a presidential cabinet that does some of that now, but having more people who are thinking about all the problems that our country is facing is better. Some don't believe decisions by a committee are effective. Witness Charles Kettering's comment, quote, "If you want to kill any idea in the world, get a committee working on it," end quote. Or from Ross Perot, quote, "If you see a snake, just kill it. Don't appoint a committee on snakes," end quote. Besides Perot's apparent lack of appreciation for snakes as part of our ecosystem, public policy by a group of five or nine might be as good or better than a decision by one person who might be influenced by a personal prejudice that's clouded their rational mind. The current president, Barack Obama, certainly doesn't act in a vacuum, but no one elects presidential advisors. Maybe it's time we did, by having elected or randomly chosen co-presidents with equal standing in decision-making. Consensus decisions might be unlikely in most cases, but several people hashing out a problem and potential solutions could lead to better decisions. Unleashing one decider on the world has had serious consequences, such as George W. Bush's disastrous invasion of both Afghanistan and Iraq. Do you think a co-presidency could work in our federal government? I'm Larry Danziger, wondering how a group of co-presidents would all live together in the White House.